Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Val Monkeys, y'all. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
We're a little louder than normal. I set up.
Yeah.
I changed it a little bit to see if it makes the volume a little louder for people. I don't know why some people. Excuse me. They said the volume isn't loud on their device. I assume it's device specific. Maybe
it might be. I don't know. Like, because this is so loud. Like, right. I can hear my heartbeat. It is really loud. Oh my god! It feels like. I was gonna say it feels like I'm inside you, or like you're inside me. That not like that, but
like that,
but like that, yeah. A little.
You're listening to episode 717. We record out of
Rogers Park.
Holy fuck,
Chicago!
I totally just blanked.
We live here, Ricky.
Wait. Do you? Is it going in and out for both ears for you?
No, I can hear it pretty consistently.
Okay, maybe it's just me.
Get to wax out your ears.
You know what? It's probably I cannot function today.
Do you need to start over?
I'm
the one that got crunk, as right. We said last night.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Today is our last show for the Sherlock Holmes show that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so we had a cast party last night in a really fancy suburb of Chicago at one of the cast members' houses. And it was really fun. And the cast member is Jewish and she keeps kosher. So like everybody was super like, do we need to bring kosher wine? Which we didn't, but I brought kosher wine anyway. And a lot of people think kosher wine sucks. Like,
why does it suck? It's wine. It's
well,
just
no, there's so like,
someone, right?
Like the general like thought for kosher wine. A lot of people think of there are two brands, Mogan David and Manischewitz, and it's like super sweet and like kind of gross. But
I
you
like
can
sweet wines.
Oh, girl, no, it's like kind of like slightly boozy grape juice. Like it's real. yeah, but they make real wine that's just like it has to be like produced kosher.
I bet they sell a bunch of different ones. Oh, you know what? My headphones are going. That's what's wrong.
What's wrong?
My headphones are going in and out. That's why.
Well,
I
now
hearing...
mine just did because you just touched something. Is your little splitter shitty? Oh, wait. No, I can only hear my left ear.
Me too.
Is that. Nope. Oh. Ah.
There must be something wrong with this part here.
Oh, the little adapter thing.
I need to
get a new one of those.
God damn it.
Is that better now? Are you okay?
I can only hear in the left, but I'll be okay.
All right. Struggle
through.
Can you hear in both? I can hear in both.
I'm struggling. Probably a place that you can get really good kosher wine is probably this Mariano's right here in Lincolnwood. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's like where all the Jewish people live.
Oh.
So it's like a whole kosher store.
Skokie is largely Jewish. Mm-hmm. And which is where the show is. And the cast party was outside of Skokie. But the Binnie's on the way.
Yeah,
they had a huge. They had a huge like kosher wine section. It was so funny. Like when I went in, this guy was like, oh, can I help you find something? And I was like, oh, I'm just looking for the kosher wine section. He was like, you going to a cast party? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, one of your friends was in here earlier looking for some kosher wine. And I was like, oh, okay.
And then was he talking looking sexy like that too?
He wasn't
like
necessarily
and...
looking sexy.
Oh, okay.
But I think he was. I think he was trying to pick me up a little.
Oh.
Not really. Not in a Binnie's in Skokie. Oh, my God.
So, you guys, well, I'm glad you had fun. You went to the totally wrong address this morning.
I did.
Yeah.
It was, well, I have another friend who lives nearby, and when I went to take the Lyft, I just was like, oh, there's a Rogers Park address in my, like, Uber
First
history
list.
Or Lyft history, and I was like, click, and I just hopped out the damn cab, and
right.
I was like, ooh.
This looks weird.
I'm not in the right place, am I?
So, you know, earlier this week, I've had a crazy week, you guys.
You have.
More crazy than, like, I'm really used to. And it's, I have a lot of sleep deprivation, like, today. That's why I can't not function. Well, the beginning of the week, I had my surgery.
Yes.
I don't know what to say about it because it was, like, totally weird but amazing at the same time. I was, like, totally fucking nervous, getting there, like, the whole waiting.
Right.
Because, you know, you get there at, like, 8:30, but your surgery's not until 12:30.
You're
like,
God.
Why the fuck am I here 4 hours early?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they want to make sure you don't, like, eat weird shit or, like, whatever you're not supposed to do before surgeries, right?
Well, yeah. I wasn't supposed to eat anything after 12, and I couldn't drink anything. I could only brush my teeth. I could only gargle and spit it out.
Ugh.
So, like, I had nothing to drink, and I was like, I'm thirsty as fuck, and I'm hungry. But, like, the whole sedation thing, or the anesthesia, I was really fucking nervous about it. And then we get into the operation room, and it's, like, cold as fuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy. And they're, like, hooking me. I'm already hooked up to an IV and, like, all that bullshit, you know? So I, like, walk into the operating room, and I lay down, and I'm, like, on a crucifix.
This is a really biblical show today.
I'm in a robe.
Oh, man.
The only thing I'm missing is, like, you know, long hair, some fish, and some loaves of bread.
There you go.
And they lay me down, and the nurses are all doing their quick thing, and the doctor's, like, joking with them, like, give him an extra blanket. This patient deserves an extra blanket.
Oh,
first,
God.
You're calling me fat. That's what I felt.
Did you feel personally victimized?
Totally personally victimized. So I'm laying back, and I could see that it's, like, 11:15. Mm-hmm. You know, things are about to happen. And he's like, okay, well, we're going to get started. And they put these things on my legs that, like, do, like, squeezing. So they're, like, squeezing, making sure I have blood circulation in my legs and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's some kind of experimental thing they're doing. Oh. But I guess I signed up for it. I don't know. All right. They said, well, we'll do it. If your insurance doesn't pay for it, this company's going to pick it up.
Interesting. You know?
And I'm like, okay. And it was kind of like a blood pressure.
Right.
But
yeah.
For, like, your legs. They're doing some kind of study with people that have minor surgeries with,
like, blood flow.
Blood clots in their legs and stuff like that. Yeah. So I have these things. They're going, and I'm like, okay, that's weird. So then he goes, okay, we're going to start it. You know, and he puts the thing on my face.
Yeah.
It's oxygen. He's like, it's just pure oxygen. You don't have to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. And I look up, and it's 11:17. And he goes, okay, here we go. And the nurse is like, we're going to take care of you, big boy. And I'm like, as I'm about to say, like, just instantly fell asleep. I need that every day of my life. Every day. I need to fall asleep like that. At 9:30 every day.
That would be lovely.
I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
My throat was sore as fuck because I guess they stick, like,
stuff down your throat.
You know? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my throat hurts. I need some water. And then Tony has some footage of me waking up from the sedation. But definitely the weirdest experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, I totally want to go through it again, but just not the pain. Like, seriously,
can you just
every
knock
day.
Me out? Can you just give me some anesthesia?
I mean,
that's how Michael Jackson died,
right.
Yo. Like,
I'm totally understanding why he was addicted to that shit. But then again, it's kind of scary because the wrong person gets a hold of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they could, like, totally fuck up your world.
For sure.
It was so weird. And just, I had a headache, and she was like, oh, it's probably because you didn't get to have coffee. And I'm like, no, I think it's because I've probably just had fucking surgery. And it took like an hour to do the surgery. Let me show you.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot better than what it was.
Okay. I'm about to look at
it. We're about to get naked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That looks tasty.
Right. Very meaty.
Oh.
Very bruised.
Yeah.
Looks like I got hit by a car.
Yeah, somebody slapped Joe Titty.
Right, real hard. Like, totally into it. I took my nipple rings out and I haven't put them back. Well, one I can't put in.
Yeah.
This one I could have probably put in, but I'm kind of like,
I think that ship may have sailed then. I know. Because those motherfuckers closed up.
I still
real
see
quick.
The holes, yeah. But
inside
it
I might.
Haven't tried yet. And I probably may not. Depends on.
Yeah, I don't. I had to take mine out for a show in mm-hmm. which I had to be topless. And
here you go, talking about your acting skills.
Oh, God. I had to take them out for a job in which I had to be topless. I don't uh-huh. know. How do I? That sounds worse. They tightened up like within like 2 or 3 hours because I took them out like before and then it sucked.
So I guess I'll just be nipple ringless now for the rest of my life. Kind of sucks.
I feel like I'm getting a little bit old for nipple rings or something. Is there an age for that?
I don't think so.
Because I'm like, if I'm getting old for nipple rings, Ricky.
I've been over like, really. I've had them since I was 18, so, and I never changed them, like, they were never gross or anything like that.
Yeah, mine healed pretty easily, and were pretty normal.
I guess it was just time. I mean, they were there for 18, 19, 22 years.
Well, you're a married lady, you don't have to advertise those anymore.
I know, all the time at work, they're like.
I know.
Why are you looking at my nipples?
People do straight up ask you about it too. Like that happens to me all the time.
What's going on with your 4 nipples?
Yeah. Well, why you got 4 nipples? Shut up. Why don't you put your eyes back in your head?
How about you ask me when you see me naked? Mm-hmm. Which will be never.
Yes.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. I mean, mm-hmm. I had a bunch of other piercings before and I've taken them all out to be a little bit more professional and professional in quotations. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I'm turning 40 years old next Sunday, Adam.
That's so cool, though.
40 fucking years old.
I mean, that's, you don't look 40, so that's a plus.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I'm still 40. It's kind of weird because like right now, I realize that I'm at the age that my dad was when mm-hmm. I graduated high school.
Ooh.
And it's totally like so weird for me. And, yeah. You know, he passed away. So it's, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. It's just weird to think about.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot. I mean, you should, and I would understand you having a lot of feelings with major surgery turning 40. Your daughter is having a struggle of her own.
Oh my god,
right,
haven't even gotten there yet. Yeah. Sleep deprivation. But it's interesting.
A lot going on.
But if you want to congratulate me for my 40 years of living on this fucking awful world that we're on right now, send me a gift. No.
There's an Amazon wish list.
Right. I'll take Amazon anything or mm-hmm. PayPal anything. So, you know, not desperate, but kind of.
No.
Yeah. And I haven't really even thought about it too much until like my surgery. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting older. And then another thing that's scary is all these actors that are passing away at like young ages.
Bill Paxton just died.
And yeah. I know 61 isn't young. Right. But as you get older, that's young.
Right. You're like, 61 is pretty fucking close.
I'm like, that's only 21 years away from the age that I'm at.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, that's
or
scary.
Like people dying at like 47. You know, it's just like, that's only 7 years away, you
right.
know?
Well, it's weird, I find, as I age, because, like, things move so much faster the older you get. Because, mm-hmm. like, honestly, when you're, like, 20, that's, you've only lived, like you can remember being 10, that's half of your life. Right. You know what I mean? But, mm-hmm. like, now that I'm, like, approaching my mid-30s, it's, like, time has expanded, and it's weird.
Yeah, and I tweeted about it earlier. And like I was going through my memories of Facebook, you know, every day it sends it. And it's just, it kind of makes me sad when I look at it because I don't know what's happening here, but
you need some water.
I'm drinking Coke, but apparently
it's not water.
Oh my God. I hope I'm not getting sick. It's just really weird to see things that happened like 9 years ago.
I know.
And knowing how you felt at that time at 9 years and how you like changed mm-hmm. and yeah. how things have developed and you've learned a bunch of shit.
Right.
It kind of makes you sad because at that time you were like, oh, I was kind of innocent. I didn't yeah. know what I was doing. Yeah. I was living for life. And now it's like, I kind of miss that of like not yeah. knowing, like not having the knowledge to know what to do. Does that make sense?
Like, well, yeah, there's a certain like innocence and naivete, mm-hmm. so to speak. I think sometime soon, probably after I get paid, because I need some monies. I have like a handful of more tattoos. I currently have 3 tattoos, mm-hmm. And I want to get another one, and I want to get the number 11 because my birthday is the 11th. And this year, 2017, is 11 years since I first decided to become an actor.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, like, I had done shows before that, but I was primarily, like, a musical theater kind of guy and, like, mm-hmm. just a singer. So I kind of want to do that. And also, I really like Stranger Things. So, but, like, mostly it's my birthday, and it's the 11th anniversary of me, like, deciding to, like, you know, follow my dream.
And you loving Stranger Things.
And me loving Stranger yeah. Things.
So, all right. So, let's talk about Ivy real quick. Ivy had her surgery as well this week. She had it on Wednesday. This surgery is not going as well as the first one.
Oh, no.
So, she's not really walking as much as she was on the first one. Excuse me again. I know I'm having all kind of body things going on right now. She's not taking her medication very well, which we're having to force it down her throat. And then it's like foaming at the mouth. And I've had to sleep with her with a cone on her head and she keeps moving and I can't fucking sleep while Tony is in here on this situation here.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with Azelle, just snoozing the fuck away, which I told him today. I was like,
no, ma'am.
Sleeping with Ivy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in here.
Good.
But yeah, she, I think I talked about it. She tore her ACL.
Yep.
And so she had surgery to correct that $4,000.
Oh my God. Finance that shit. Yeah,
we did, but it sucks.
No, it does suck. I felt so bad for her when I came in and she had her little cone on.
Right.
And her, in her kennel. And she can't. She was like clang, 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 right. clang, clang, clang. Like,
because she's in the crate because we've had her let her kind of had her free range to see mm-hmm. if she can walk a little more.
Right.
But she's getting a little too fun, like mm-hmm. too much fun, not enough healing.
Yeah.
So we can't allow that.
Right.
So, you know, on the last show, we talked about bros.
And we
all
did
all that good stuff,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Had a lot of feedback about it.
Yes, we did.
Pretty much all positive, I think.
I think so, yeah.
But a listener, Jeremy, said, you do realize there's a bro app. And I'm like, what? No way.
Oh, wait. Is it like the one where like bros can meet bros to like give each other bro jobs?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
And I was like, really? I was like, oh, well, you know, I need to test this out and see what this is like, right? So I download it. It's uh-huh. totally fucking like bro. Like, what kind of bro are you? What kind of bro turns you? What kind of bro do you feel like would be your good bro? And
oh my God,
you know, who would you go like play bro football with or whatever?
Oh, Jesus
that kind of
Christ.
Shit. So I like make a profile
mm-hmm.
and I go through all the bro questions.
Right.
And then they give me a bro profile. And then it puts me into the, like the category of all the rest of the people that
right,
are here in
right,
Chicago.
Right.
It's all the same fucking people that are on Growler,
oh,
Scruff,
I bet. Mm-hmm.
whatever app there is, they're on it. And uh-huh. I'm like, lame. But some of the comparing the bro profile
yeah.
to the same person's bro profile to their like Growler profile,
right.
it's like, bitch, please.
You ain't no
Who
bro.
Who are you trying to trick? Mm-hmm. No. You got a picture of yourself with a football and bro app, and you got a picture of your strawberry starfish
uh-huh.
right on your profile with your butthole just winking. No, not happening. This
no.
is stupid. I deleted it. I was like, delete profile and delete. You should... You should download it just to see how ridiculous it is. But we had a few people respond back to us, mainly on Twitter, I think. I don't know if there was any Facebook too much.
There's a handful.
But let me see if I can read a few here. Oh, Big Fatty talked about your adult diaper story. It will be on one of his episodes of the Sharks, I'm pretty sure. Terry in Texas says, I'm going to be me. That means I'm sometimes camp. They can take that bad attitude elsewhere. What a asinine issue. Brennan says, some listeners of Foul Monkeys need to deal with their toxic masculinity. Shakes my head. Let's see here. There was some other ones, but I can't seem to find them. Let's see. Leslie, who's pretty good, she said, Adam, you are very mature in how you handle constructive criticism. Angry bro's problem with more of a difference of opinion than anything else. Your response was great. What else do we have here? I think that's about it. Oh, we talked about some irrational fears too.
Oh yeah.
Terry has an irrational fear of having to bite on yarn.
That is unique.
Let's see. I should copy and paste these over to the document instead, because it's
It's a little easier to read because I don't understand how Twitter is. This is a work in progress, folks.
Right. But you're still doing really good.
Thank you. You're doing really good. I had a big week on Twitter, I feel like.
You did.
I did. I tweeted like 4 times.
Right. Cindian 82 says flying roller coasters pretty much just heights. Also sometimes that people know what I'm thinking, usually cause it's bad.
I would be probably put to death if people knew what I was thinking all the time.
Because you were putting people to death constantly in your head.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about if I can get away with throwing people down a staircase.
How good you would feel and how awful it would be for them.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Wait, who are you thinking of? You don't want to say that.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
Ooh. Let's see here. What else do we have? We have some phone calls. Let's do some phone calls.
Okay.
We have a few here.
I was going to say in regards to, like a fear of heights. If I'm up really, really high on something, like on top of a building or something, I always get the urge that like, I want to throw myself off of the building. I want to jump and like fly or something. I don't know what it is.
It's probably the PCP you're on.
Yes, it's the angel dust.
Right.
Like Helen Hunt in that after school special. Do you know what I'm talking about? She throws herself out of a window in a high school, I think, because she's on PCP. Yeah.
Like, okay. Maybe it's because I lived in the country and whatever, but...
And everybody does PCP?
Right. I'm like, I've never heard of like... we heard about it in like drug class.
Yeah, you know.
Like DARE or whatever. Uh-huh. But... The major thing people were doing in high school, which I did not do because I'm a loser and I worked and didn't have time to party.
Yeah.
Was like drinking and weed.
Yeah.
Like there was no one doing like coke or
I don't understand like high schoolers
PCP
doing coke.
And
like, I was already fucking wired when I was like 17. I was coke would have just sent me over the fucking edge. I mean, we can get real about drugs. I do not like cocaine.
Uh-huh.
I will be honest that I have tried it.
Uh-huh.
It is not for me. I don't want to... I don't
done it once.
So, like, listen, I don't like to do cardio. So, like, anything that's going to make my heart race is...
Could you imagine doing cardio and coke at the same
time? No, absolutely
not.
I'm sure that there are people who coke up before they go to the gym or something. But, like, I can...
That sounds dangerous.
I don't.
I'm more of a relaxation kind of person.
I am too. I smoked a lot of pot in college and like I occasionally will indulge, but, even like now I'm like, I don't got time to sit and eat cookies and watch cartoons. Because that's kind of what I like to do if I smoke pot. Like, I just don't. And also, I don't want to have to, like relax and, like, think about my problems. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, no drugs for me, really. Aside from, I'm like, I really enjoyed being on codeine.
Oh, that's different, though, because it's legal.
Is it okay because it's a prescription? Also, it's like heroin.
And you can enhance it with wine.
Oh,
beer.
God.
Ambien, Xanax.
Robbed at gunpoint once.
Oh.
So just abrupt change of topic. Right. Yeah, well, I worked in a bank, so I was robbed at gunpoint. And one of my favorite customers, clients, or whatever, was this divorced lady. She was, like, going through divorce. And she was always coming in to, like, check to make sure, like, the child support checks were, like, legit.
Right.
And she was hilarious. She was super pretty and, like, really, really nice. And she was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm okay. Like, my doctor gave me some Xanax in case I start to, like, panic about it or whatever. And she was like, oh, take two of those and a glass of wine. And I was like, oh, girl, like, you know what's up.
Divorce ladies know how that works.
She, like, she was down to party. She was right. Like, see if you can get some Valium. I was right. Like, oh, my God.
And I'll buy it for you.
Right?
You could be my little druggie.
Hey, I'm down.
Right. You know, it's legal, you know, so what? You share your prescriptions. Who cares? Everyone does it, right?
Sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do our voice for me.
Get it together.
Guys, what is wrong? Here's our first message. Let's.
Hey, big fatty. Hey, big Ricky. This is Arcee Martinez calling from Denver. just wanted to call to say hi to you guys. How are you and Adam, who went to Yardale with a grade point average of 4.0? Just kidding. I was calling because I heard something on your show that was a little confusing, and I thought I had remembered correctly, and it turns out I did remember correctly. And you were talking about Little Shop of Horrors, and you were saying that, or Adam was saying Seymour. He wanted to play Seymour, and then you asked, "Oh, that's the plant, right?" Like the, you know, Flytrap, and he's like, yeah. I was like, wait, what? He must not have listened to you when you asked that question, because Seymour wasn't the plant.
That's true.
He was the plant. Anyway, I know it's not a big deal, but I've been wanting to call you guys for a while and say hello and harass Adam. Now I'm Facebook friends with him, so I can harass him online.
Yay.
When Roger's not available, of course. But anyway, I'm liking the new show. It seems a little strange how you're really, really touting Adam, and it's like, just kick Roger's Mexican ass to the curb, and Roger who? And now he's your new it boy. Adam's your new it boy. So I guess, congratulations. And yeah, the show's going pretty well. I mean, you know, it's still Foul Monkeys. But anyway, all right, I hope you guys are doing well, and thank you for calling. Bye.
He actually called that a few weeks ago, but I actually forgot to play phone calls the last couple shows, so.
We got to catch up. But he's right, though. I think I thought you meant, like, oh, that's the show about the plant, and that's why I said
okay.
Yes. Yeah, no, the plant is Audrey, too. One of the Four Tops played... Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops played the plant in the movie.
And what's the plant's name? Audrey 2?
Audrey 2.
Why is it Audrey 2? Is there a reason?
Because Seymour's love interest is named Audrey, so he names the plant after her because it's like a strange and unusual plant. And
I don't really know the story of it. I just know that it's kind of like Rocky Horror Picture Show, kind of. Like with the...
No.
Like, because the flower's like...
I guess in that it's kind of a like science fictiony horror kind of musical a little bit, but that's pretty much all it has in common.
Well, that's what
that,
I mean
yeah, you should, I'm telling you, like, I have the DVD, you should watch it. It's really good. It's really good.
I could probably find it streaming somewhere. I don't really need a DVD, right?
Listen, I'm sorry. Listen, that lady. I'm an old lady and I like to have things on physical media. I do think it's on like Netflix or Hulu or something.
Okay.
So.
All right. So we have the next call. This is from Hendrick. It's titled Gingers Have No Souls.
Hello, boys. Well, was listening to the show yesterday and didn't get a moment for myself to call in and say hello. So now I'm doing it, and unfortunately I'm sitting in the train on my way to Happy Hamburg. Except the train ride is not as happy as I was imagining it to be, because guess what? I'm fucking sharing it with children. White, entitled, teenager children. It's absolutely the worst kind of child. I don't know how they ever get to be human, if you know what I mean. Is it when their balls drop? Or is it when their voices break? Is it breaking? Something with their voices, who knows? It's been too long for me. But it really reminds me of school and how I fucking hated being in school because, you know, as a ginger, you were always the butt of everybody's jokes because, you know what? If you can't beat a ginger to death, you know, what's there left in the world to do? Like, I was on one of the gay platforms last night where you sort of meet gentlemen callers. Because, you know, the old man makes it sound like it's such a heavenish dish, you know, meeting boys. Which reminds me, I should actually call him about his so-so questions. I have a very serious so-so question for him. Anyway, I am again on a Star Trek. Like I was saying, where was I? Oh, shit.
I'm old!
I'm really turning into the old man. I'm forgetting what I wanted to say. Where the fuck is Poodle when you need her? To fill in, you know, the blank spaces. Ugh. I'll probably listen to the show and then remember what I actually wanted to say for this moment. Oh, yeah, burning gingers. That was it. Yeah, last night I was sitting on one of the platforms where you sort of meet the gentleman callers, and I got a... Oh, my word, now they're singing. Oh, fuck. And it's rapper, German-style music. I mean, seriously. Like, Azealia Banks is not killing us with her, you know, death tone voice. Anyway, so, I get this message from it's a faceless profile, but with, like, Maya the Bee kind of profile pic. I mean, 21 years old. And I'm not kidding, he asked me, in German, is it true that redheads have no souls? And reminded me once again that somewhere in this fucking world there must be a book of things that gingers are not, things that gingers are. Because if we're not rumored to have small dicks, we apparently have no souls. Much like certain podcasters. But then again, I'm still here. Trump is still in the office. Ivanka seems to be on her way out. And that Kellyanne looks like the meth is cooking in her face. So please pray for me, because this was 3 minutes, and I still have another 3 hours to go before these teenagers vacate my life again. Your soulless friend, Hendrik.
Amazing.
I want to hear German rap. I think it would be very interesting, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've heard any German rap.
I can't say I have ever heard German rapping.
Have you ever heard any languages?
Like Spanish, maybe. But that's kind of like reggaeton or something.
I'm trying to think. Like, a lot of, like, not very good rap, I guess, was, like, kind of on... Like, the, like, early 90s, like, kind of, like, house music stuff that was coming out of Germany. Mm-hmm. Like Real McCoy and Labouche. A lot of that was, like, German-made.
Oh. Yeah, but they were
But
in
it's
English.
In English. Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear German rap in German.
In German. No, I'm
I
sure that,
sounds
like...
very hateful. And like, you're fucking going to the gas chamber or something.
Oh, my God. That's real.
That's how I imagine it.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I'm sure that there were contemporaries of, like,
oh my God,
like Real McCoy and stuff that were doing German rap about gas chambers, apparently. That's Ace of Base.
No,
though,
I didn't say they
were Nazis.
I didn't say they were actually singing about it. I was just saying sounds like they're telling
but
you
like
to
I
do.
Said, remember when it came out that, like, Ace of Base, like, came out of, like, they were originally Nazis?
I don't remember that rumor.
It's not a rumor. It's true.
They're not Nazis.
Well, they're not, like, Ace of Base isn't necessarily, like, Nazis. Aren't they, like, from Switzerland? In and of themselves.
Sweden?
Denmark, maybe?
Aren't all those countries neutral?
Yeah, but not all the people in all the countries are neutral. Anyway, no, like, the brother, like, the one that had, like, the blonde bowl cut, like, he was originally, like, in a Nazi band, and, like, from that band, like, the seeds of Ace of Base had grown or whatever.
Weird.
Yeah, there's, like, a really good article about it. You should read it. It's good.
Oh. Well.
It's okay. You can still love the sign. I do, too. I do too.
I love that whole album.
Somebody once said they knew that I was gay by looking at me because I was lip syncing the words to the sign like while I was working. So,
well, anyone that's probably over the age of 30,
yeah,
knows every single word to that song.
Oh my god, it's such a good song. It's totally such a good song.
And then All That She Wants, like,
yeah, yeah,
all of it.
Oh my god, like, the video for All That She Wants, like, the girl in the video, the one who, like, all that she wants is another baby, she's, like, wearing, I think, like, a Star of David bracelet in it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's real, like, conspiracy theory shit. I'm not even lying.
Well, thanks for saying you're not even lying.
I'm not even.
I'm going to have to watch it now.
You should.
Just to make sure. Let's see. I think we're at like 30 minutes. Maybe we should end the show and then go to the next one. And then you probably want another coffee, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe some water. It is dry in here.
No one does that.
What?
Water.
Water? Well, it's a mixer, Patsy. We have it with whiskey.
Okay. All right. So let's go do some stuff and then come back.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Do another show. I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but
I have some things in mind.
You got some stuff?
I got some stuff.
All right, we'll talk to you later. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
Bye. Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.